Good afternoon.
各位下午好。
Do you believe that if you were richer, you would be happier?
我们经常问自己一个问题了，如果我们越来越有钱的话，你会觉得会越来越幸福吗？
What if you were a bit more successful?
如果说我们会越成功的话，我们也会更加幸福吗？
Or if you really could accomplish something significant?
也许你会问自己，如果我能做一件非常非常重要的事情，会怎么样呢？
Would you be happier if you felt a little bit smarter?
如果说你觉得我自己很聪明，你会觉得幸福吗？
Solomon was the richest and wisest man.
大家都知道所罗门呢是一个非常富有也非常聪明的人。
He accomplished many great things.
在他一生中他做很多很多伟大的事情。
But in Ecclesiastes he wrote, so I hated life.
但是呢在传道书中他写道，我憎恨我的生命。
His riches, his wisdom, and his accomplishments did not guarantee him a happy life.
从这我们可以看到，他的财富、他的智慧，还有他的所做的一切成功的事情，并没有保证他有一个很幸福的生活。
I have the impression at times that many people around us are no better than Solomon.
我也观察到，在我周围，在我们周围很多人，其实并没有像所罗门那么伟大。
Look at the faces of people on the street.
我们可以看看我们在马路上的很多的行人。
We might wonder if they are tired of life.
有时候我们会感觉到很多人他们也许生活也很累。
We don't have to live like that.
所以说，但是呢，我们也未必要像他们一样生活。
Would you like to love life?
家庭我们会问你喜不喜欢爱你们生活呢？
Do you want your life full of good days?
你们想不想需要希望在你的生活当中有充满了好的日子？
If so, then please turn with me to 1 Peter 3, 8 to 12.
如果你们都同意的话，请我们一起把圣经翻到彼得前书三章八到十二节。
Peter gives us in these verses seven qualities for good days.
在这些经文当中，彼得给我们启示七种很好的品质。
There are seven qualities for a life that one can love.
也就是说我们人们所爱这种生活呢，这些人都需要有这七种品质。
These verses summarize the section on relationships that began in chapter 2, verse 11.
其实这些经文都总结了，都是对第二章十一节经文的一些总结。
The opening word points to this, finally, or to sum it all up.
在八节经文开始，他就写到最后，或者我们可以把它总概括一下。
Chapter 3, verse 10 explains the purpose of these final instructions.
在经文的八到十节中，他是阐述了所有这些教导的目的。
Can you read verses 10, 11, and 12 again?
10 to 11, 12.
Yep, 11, 12.
No problem. 我接下去把那个十到十二节的经文读一下。因为凡希望享受人生要看见好日子的，就要禁止舌头不说恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要离恶行善，寻找并追求和睦。因为主的眼睛看顾义人，他的耳朵垂听他们的呼求，但主的脸敌对作恶的人。
If you want to love life and see good days, then flee evil and do good.
所以说，从中我们可以学到，如果我们要想享受生活，想过好的日子，我们应该离恶行善。
These five verses give us qualities of the good which we should be doing.
这五节经文中指出了我们应该如何过这好日子，行出好日子。
The first quality is to live in harmony with one another.
第一点，第一个品质，很重要的品质，就是说要与其他人彼此同心。
Other translations have something like be of one mind.
其他也可以把它翻译成就是说就有大家都有相同的价值观。
This was a characteristic of the early church.
其实在早期的教会当中有这个很大一个特点，就是说有这个特征，彼此同心。
Although the exact word is not used there, a similar idea is reported in Acts 4, verse 32.
在使徒行传四章三十二节中，他并没有使用一同相同的话，但是呢，相同的经文也提到过。
All the believers were one in heart and mind.
这里写到，全体信徒们一心一意。
In the early church, being of one mind particularly expressed itself in the sharing of material goods.
在早期教会中，大家的信徒们一心一意，主要表现在就是说大家都一同享用物质上的东西。
But this was not the only way in which it was expressed.
但是呢，享用凡物对供应呢，并不是一种唯一的这种表达方式。
In the church in Corinth, there was a problem with the lack of harmony.
在哥林多教会里面出现了一个不协调的问题。
There was divisiveness.
出现了分离。
Paul had to exhort them to be united in mind and thought.
所以说保罗呢，教导他们一定要大家要同心协力。
Their problem was not related to material things.
他们问题呢，不是关于一些如何分配物质的东西。
They had formed groups within the church.
是呢，他们在教会当中拉帮结派。
Some favored Paul.
有些人是属于保罗派的。
Others favored Apollos.
也有些人是属于亚波罗派的。
Some favored Peter.
更有些人他们喜欢彼得。
But they were not thinking correctly.
但是呢，所以这些人都没有正确的思考过。
Living in harmony does not mean that everyone has to be the same.
大家要协调的生活，并不是说要求我们要每个人都一样。
Everyone does not have to think the same.
每一个人也不一定要大家有相同的思维。
They do not have to have the same things.
他们也没必要有一同有，他们没必要有相同的物质。
Being of one mind is explained well in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5.
这里面一心一意也表现在腓立比书两章一到五节。Should I read that?
Yes, please.
接下去呢，我把腓立比书第二章一到五节的经文再念一遍。所以你们在基督里若有什么鼓励，有什么爱心的安慰，有什么心灵里的气通，有什么慈悲和怜悯，就应当有同样的思想，同样的爱心，要心智相同，思想一致，使我充满喜乐，不要自私自利，也不要贪图虚荣，只要谦卑，看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事情，也要顾别人的事，你们应当有这样的思想，这也是基督耶稣的思想。
Living in harmony means not pursuing one's own ambitions to the hurt of someone else.
大家一同和谐的生活呢，就是说不要告诉我们不要不顾在你追求自己利益的事呀，不要不顾他人的利益。
It means not thinking and acting as if we were more important than others.
也不要在行动上和思想上表现出我们比其他人更重要。
It means looking out for other people as well as for ourselves.
它就是说要我们照顾其他人。
Ultimately, it means having the same attitude as Jesus.
最终它要求我们拥有跟主耶稣一样相同的态度。
When we all strive to have his attitude, we will live in harmony.
当我们每个人都能像耶稣一样生活的话，那我们不用质疑，我们可以非常和谐的生活在一起。
Jesus set aside his own rights and privileges to serve us.
主耶稣基督呢，他从一开始就放弃了自己的特权和权利，他只顾要给我们服务，服侍我们。
It cost him his life.
最终呢，他也牺牲，他献出他的生命，为我们献出他的生命。
He served us by dying for us.
他通过他的死来拯救了我们。
When we are as concerned for others as Jesus is, then we will live in harmony.
这就是说，如果说我们也像耶稣一样，关照，当我们也关心别人，就像耶稣一样的话，那我们完全可以做到，那我们可以互相协调，生活在一起。
Second, we are to be sympathetic.
第二品质呢，就是说我们要有怜悯心。
Literally, this word means to share the same feeling with another.
也可以把这解释成为就是说我们要承担或者感理解其他人的感受。
This can be true of either sorrow or joy.
这呢不，这里面不管指到不管是悲伤也好，或者喜乐也好。
Paul says in Romans 12, verse 15, that we should rejoice with those who rejoice and cry with those who cry.
保罗在罗马书十二章十五节这样写道：我们要与喜乐的人同喜乐，与哀哭的人一同哀哭。
When we rejoice together, we will not have feelings of jealousy or a desire for revenge.
当我们与其他人一起想同喜乐的时候呢，我们就不会感到有嫉妒，或者不会有报复的念头。
When we cry together, we will not have feelings of superiority.
当我们与其他人一同哀哭的时候呢，我们就不会有自我有忧郁感的感觉，忧郁感。
Our inability or failure to do this may reveal a basic attitude problem or lack of proper understanding.
这里面如果说我们没有能力这样做的话，这表明了我们缺乏我们。在态度上有问题，或者呢，我们有误解。
If we cannot be sympathetic, it might mean that we have a bad relationship with the person.
如果说我们不能做到有怜悯心的怜悯的话，怜悯他人的话，这也许说明我们跟其他人有很差的关系。
We can't be happy with them because we are jealous.
因为我们嫉妒，所以说呢，我们不能跟他们一同喜乐。
We can't be sorrowful with them because we think they deserve it, and we wouldn't deserve it.
当我们不能跟他们一同悲伤的时候呢，因为我们会想到他们也许会，他们罪有应得，或者是我们不应该得到这个。
If we cannot be sympathetic, it might mean that we do not see God's hand in everything that happens.
如果说我们不能做到怜悯的话，怜悯他人的话，这也有可能表明我们没有真正的认识到。神是掌管一切的。
If they have received good, it's from God.
如果说其他人从得到一些好的事情，大家不要忘，他是从神来的。
If they are struggling, God has allowed it for a good purpose.
也如果其他人是在挣扎，但是呢，我们也不要忘了，神是让他来这个发生的，为一个好的目的，从一个好的出发点。
We should rejoice with them for the good they receive because it's from God.
所以说我们要与其他朋友信徒一同同喜乐，因为所有他们好的东西都是从神来的。
We should weep with them because God is allowing this too.
同样我们也要与其他人一同的哀哭，因为神是允许这一切发生的。
Third, love as brothers.
第三个品质呢，就是说我们要有兄弟般的爱。
Peter has already spoken of brotherly love in chapter 1, verse 22.
在彼得前书22章22节中，彼得已经说到了有关兄弟般的爱。
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
他是这样写道：你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心灵，以致能真诚地爱弟兄，就应当从清洁的心里彼此诚实相爱。
The sincere love for your brothers is the same word as used here in chapter 3, verse 8.
在这里面就出现用了同样一个词，就是说真诚的弟兄的爱。
This love is a love of friendship.
这种爱呢，是一种朋友之间的爱。
It should be more than just doing good for the other person.
他不仅仅要求我们要给其他人做好的事情。
There is also a joy in being together.
这里面也更深一层意思，就是说大家在一起都很喜乐。
There's a recognition of mutual responsibility.
这里面有互相尊重的互相的责任。
In chapter 1, Peter explains that this brotherly love is the natural goal of being purified by Christ.
在彼得一章中。在彼得解释到，这种兄弟般的爱呢，也是主耶稣基督接近我们的最终的目的。
In Proverbs, we also find descriptions of such love.
在箴言中呢，我们也可以找到关于兄弟般爱的描写。
speaks of a friend who's closer than a brother.
他就是说描述了就一些兄弟比你的一些朋友比你兄弟还更加亲近。
Such brotherly love is based upon a relationship.
这种兄弟般的爱呢，完全是建立在一种关系之上。
There's a commitment to the other person.
这是对其他人的一种承诺。
This ought to be the high standard for our relationships.
所以说，它应该成为我们处理我们关系的一种更高的准则。
When we strive to love one another as brothers, then life will appear good to us.
所以说，每当我们努力的去像兄弟般爱别人的时候呢，这时候呢，我们生命会表现出积极的一面来。
We will tend more to love life.
我们也会帮助我们更加的爱我们的生命。
On the other hand, those who treat other believers poorly will reap that lovelessness in their own lives.
在另一方面呢，如果说其他人对其他信徒，对其他信徒不是很友善，对他们很坏，这样的话，他们也会在他们生命当中得到，不会得到爱。
They will find it difficult themselves to love life.
他们也会发现自己，他们觉得好像很不爱他们自己的生命。
Fourth, be compassionate.
第四个品质，第四个要求就是说要有温柔。
Other translations talk about having a kind heart.
其他解释呢也可以说一次，我们要有一个善良的心。
The original word is literally associated with the abdominal area, our stomachs.
当初的这个词的解释呢，就是说或者联系在我们人体上也是人的腹部。
This physical area of our body was considered the seat of our emotions.
大家都知道，在我们人体上，这个人的腹部呢，是往往是人一个感情，人的感情所在的地方。
It was especially related to tender emotions.
特别是呢，它跟我们这个温柔这方面是相关的。
To some extent, we do the same.
有的时候呢，我们也会是也一样。
At least in English, we have the expression butterflies in our stomach when we're nervous.
在英文当中呢，他们有个单词就是当人们紧张的时候，他们说他们在腹部肚子里面有 butterfly， 有那个蝴蝶在飞了。当然，在中文当中，我们也有相同类似的表述，就是当你紧张的时候，觉得心里在打鼓。
We sometimes say we have a sinking feeling in our stomach when we think something bad has happened.
当然，当我们有的时候发觉感觉到一些坏的事情发生的时候呢，我们觉得这个心要下沉了，沉下去。
But for the Greek speakers, it was an emphasis on tender feelings.
但是呢，对希腊人来讲呢，这里面强调的是有关温柔的感觉。
This compassionate manner is illustrated by Paul in his letter to the Thessalonians.
这里面这个温柔的这种温柔的温柔的感觉或者温柔的态度，这种方式呢，也可以从保罗从写给帖撒罗尼迦教会的信中表现出来。
In 1 Thessalonians 2, Paul says that he was gentle among them as a mother caring for her little children.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第二章中，保罗是这样写道：他是在你们当中却是谦和的，就像母亲乳养自己的孩子一样。
Later he says he dealt with them as a father would deal with his own children.
接下去呢，他也继续写道：正如你们知道的，我们是怎样，好像父亲对待儿女一样对待你们个人。
When we are trying to get things done in the church, it's too easy to leave out the tender touch.
在当我们在教会里面做一些事情的时候呢，我们很容易就忘记这一些温柔或者柔和的方式。
Some of us can become very focused on getting the job done.
我们中有些人也许非常太注重在事情上。
It is important to get the job done.
大家都知道很重要的事情，我们要把事情做好。
But it's even more important that we deal tenderly with one another.
但是呢，更重要的一点呢，就是我们应当要亲切温柔地对待他人。
There is satisfaction in doing a job well.
当你可以做个，当你会感到一个满意感，如果你能把你工作做好的话。
But this satisfaction will be taken from us or lessened if we have failed to be compassionate to people.
当我们失去了，如果我们失去温柔的态度，当我们失去温柔的态度来对待他人的话，我们就不会感到，或者我们会，感到这种满意的态度越来越少。
Fifth, to love life, we need to be humble.
第五个要求，第五个品质就是说，要爱你的生命，我们也需要谦卑。
Humility is an important theme in both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
谦卑呢，在旧约中或者新约中呢，都是一个很重要的一个主题。
Peter will come back to the topic of humility in chapter 5.
彼得会在第五章中再次讲述有关谦卑这个 topic 主题。
Our choice between humility and pride will decide whether God is for us or against us.
我们在选择谦卑或者骄傲的时候呢，其实他已经决定了主是我们在，主是跟我们在一起呢，还是离弃我们。
Striving to be humble goes against human reason.
当我们每次要尽量去谦卑的时候呢，但是往往它会违背我们人的理性。
In the Proverbs, it says that humility goes before honor.
在箴言中它是这样写到，谦卑呢比荣耀、荣誉更重要。
In order to be lifted up, we must first go lower.
我们都知道，在我们要被提升以前呢，我们得首先要被降低。
Humility shows that we understand our standing before God.
谦卑表明了我们。表明我们在神面前要。
We have nothing about which to boast before God.
我们在神面前没有什么东西好吹嘘的。
We can only stand before Him because of His grace.
由于他的恩典，我们才能来到他的面前。
The Bible says that those who have placed their trust in Christ are in Christ.
圣经上他这样记着，那些相信耶稣的人已经在耶稣基督里了。
God sees the righteousness of Christ when He looks at the believer.
当神借着他信徒的时候呢，他会看到耶稣的公义。
Our good deeds are nothing more than filthy rags.
在神的眼中，我们好的行为并不比上那个肮脏的衣服或者抹布更可爱。
When we understand this, we will be humble.
所以说，如果我们真正理解这一点的话，我们能够。做到谦卑。
This also concerns how we relate to others.
但这一点会涉及到我们是如何与其他人相处理的。
Paul commands this in Philippians 2 verse 3.
保罗在腓立比书二章三节中这样要求。
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves.
不要自私自利，也不要贪图虚荣，只要谦卑，看别人比自己强。
Other translations may say more important or more significant instead of better.
在其他的翻译也可以把更好呢，可以把它翻译成更重要或者更显著。
I believe that gives a better sense here.
这 David 牧师认为更重要、更显著，也许更加贴切在这。
In practice, if I am a humble person, I believe that it's more important for the other person to speak than for me to speak.
在现实当中呢，谦虚的人会认为给其他人，机会发言的机会会比给自己发言机会更重要。
Humility lets the other person have the last piece of cake.
谦卑的人往往会，把最后一番。最后一块蛋糕，让给其他人。
Humility believes that such things are more important for the other person than for me.
谦卑的人呢，认为这种行为是异常珍贵的。
Pride is sometimes difficult to detect in ourselves.
有时候呢，在我们的生活当中，这个骄傲呢，往往是很难被察觉出来。
The proud person really does not believe that they are evaluating themselves too highly.
骄傲的人从来不认为他们是骄傲的。
But there are ways for us to check our attitude.
但是呢，我们有很多方法方式来测试我们，来测试它。
For example, what is our first thought when what we say does not agree with what another person says?
第一个测试方法就是说，比如当我们与其他人意见相左的时候呢，我们当时的反应，第一反应是如何的呢？
Do we think that we might be wrong or have misunderstood?
我们是否会认识到我们也许错了，或者也许我们误解人家？
Or do we think that the other person is wrong and they've misunderstood?
哦，也许我们会认为其他人错了。
Thinking that we could not be wrong is prideful.
如果说在当时我们认为我们是永远不会错的，那这证明了我们是骄傲的。
Thinking that we might have misunderstood shows humility.
相反，如果说我们要，也许我们是误解人家，这说明我们有拥有这谦虚的品质。
There's a sixth quality of doing good here. Do not avenge yourself, but bless.
第六点呢，就是说我们不要报复。
This is also contrary to our culture, at least here.
我相信，不报复人家跟我们的。文化是相反的。
We grow up hearing about getting back.
当我们从小长大时候，一直听到我们要回击对方。
One saying is, "Don't get mad, get even."
也有人说，做的不要太过分，但大家只要打拼就可以。
But God says, "Do not seek revenge."
但是呢，神教导我们，我们不要寻找报复。
Paul teaches this in Romans chapter 12.
保罗在罗马书十二章十七十九中这样写道。
Do not repay anyone evil for evil.
不可以以恶报恶。
Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord.
十九节中这样写道：亲爱的，不要为自己伸冤，宁可等候主的愤怒，因为经上记着，主说：伸冤在我，我必报应。
God commands even more than not seeking revenge.
这里面神，并且神命令，神的命令远远不止于不要以牙还牙。
We are to bless.
他要求我们要去祝福人家。
Jesus taught this.
耶稣也这样教导我们。
But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you.
这样写道，只是我告诉你们。听到的人，当爱你们仇敌，善待恨你们的人，诅咒你们的要为他们祝福，凌辱你们的要为他们祷告。
Jesus said, "Do not seek revenge, but instead bless your enemies."
所以说耶稣这样说道：大家，我们不要寻找报复，相反，我们要祝福我们的敌人。
Jesus not only taught this, but lived this.
耶稣呢，不但在言语上。这样教导我们，并且呢，他也是这样做的。
Peter had already given this ultimate example in Christ.
彼得呢，也在这经文当中给我们耶稣最好的例子。
In chapter 2, verse 23, Peter writes, "When they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly."
在彼得前书二章二十三节这样写道。他被骂的时候不还嘴，受苦的时候也不说恐吓的话，只要把自己交托那公义的审判者。
This also helps us understand how Jesus did it.
这一点呢也帮助我们理解耶稣是如何做到的。
He entrusted himself to God the Father.
他把自己交托给他的父亲神上帝。
God is the just judge.
神是公义的审判者。
He sees everything.
他看到一切。
He knows every motive.
他掌管一切。
He judges rightly, and one day he will make all things right.
所以神不会放过任何一个罪人了。到神再来那一天，所有的事情都会受到公正的审判。
There's one final quality of the good we are to do if we love life.
如果我们爱我们的生命的话，还有一个最重要的一个品质。
We must watch our speech.
那就是我们一定要管住我们的言语。
This follows directly on the previous quality.
其实这一点呢，跟上面上一个品质是上一个完全连接在一起的。
We are not to be vengeful in what we say.
就是说，在我们的言语当中，我们不应该有任何攻击、报复的言词语出现。
That means we do not say bad things back to a person.
这就要求我们不可以以恶还恶。
Returning evil words for evil words is so easy to do.
这个以恶报恶呢，其实很容易做到的。
It often happens in arguments.
经常在争执中会发生。
This will happen in marriages when husbands and wives fight.
当丈夫与妻子吵架的时候呢，这时候也会发生这种情况。
Each accuses the other of something bad, and it keeps getting worse.
互相指责对方，这时候呢。矛盾变得越来越深。
Peter also quotes from Psalm 34.
彼得又从那个诗篇三十节，这是这里彼得从引用诗篇三十四节。
Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies.
应该谨守舌头，不出恶言，嘴唇不说欺诈的话。
We should say nothing evil.
我们从来不应该说坏话。
We should not lie.
我们更不应该撒谎。
Paul says that we should speak the truth in Ephesians 4:25.
在以弗所书四章二十五节中，保罗这样说到：我们应该说真实的话。
We should only say those things that build others up in Ephesians 4:29.
在以弗所书四章二十九节中这样写道：却要适当的造。却适当说造就他人的好话，使听见的人得到益处。
Instead of speaking evil, we should bless others by what we say.
我们不能以恶还恶，我们应当要说祝福的话。
When we build them up, we are blessing them.
我们一边帮助他人成长，我们一边呢也可以为他们祷告。
We should say things to encourage and help.
所以呢，我们应该说一些好的话，鼓励人的话，帮助他人成长。
Our words should draw people closer to God rather than driving them away.
我们所说的言语呢，应该帮助人，接近神，而不是呢，让他们远离神。
This is our calling.
这是我们的门招。
This is our basis for blessing.
这也是我们祷告的基础。
God has called us and saved us in order that we do good.
神已经拣选了我们，拯救了我们，以至于我们可以做出好的行为。
Paul writes in Ephesians 2 verse 10 that we were created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
保罗在以弗所书中二章十节中这样写道：我们原是神所做成的，是在基督耶稣里创造的。
We are not to continue doing evil, but we are to do good.
我们不应该做恶，我们应该开始行善。
Some Christians consider their salvation as simply a ticket to heaven or out of hell.
有些基督徒呢，他们简单的把救恩当作是已经脱离地狱进入天堂的一张门票。
But God has other plans.
但是呢，神还有其他的方案。
He is forming us into the image of Jesus Christ.
是他把我们造成耶稣的形象。
He desires that we become like Jesus.
他希望我们能够成为他。
We should have the mind of Jesus.
所以说我们应该拥有神的头脑。
We should flee evil and do good.
我们应该脱离罪恶，不断行善。
God in turn will bless those who do good.
所以神呢，因此也会祝福那些义人。
Remember, however, that God's blessing is not necessarily material.
大家请记住，有时候神的祝福呢，都未必都是物质上的。
When we put into practice what God tells us, He promises that He will give us His peace.
当我们实践神所要求我们所做的一切呢，他就保证赐给我们平安。
That's in Philippians 4 verse 9.
这是在腓立比书四章二九节中这样写的。
When we live according to His Spirit, we experience the fruit of the Spirit, such as love, joy, and peace.
每当我们按照圣灵的旨意生活的时候，我们就会得到圣灵所结的果子，就比如仁爱、喜乐、平安。
If we love life, if we want true joy in living, to enjoy it fully, that we will seek to fill our lives with these qualities which Peter has given us.
所以说，如果我们要爱生命，真的希望得到生命中那喜乐的真谛，并且要拥有它，那么我们应该学习和接受今天彼得所教导我们的这些话语，因为幸福生活离不开这些品质。
阿门。
阿门。